This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, the Passion Play. Dear friends, this week's Gospel's a drama played out in multiple acts of betrayal and one glorious act of love. You see, it's a tragedy turned to triumph by the greatest encore of all time. In Matthew's epic account of the Passion, we're not just spectators. We're participants. We're beneficiaries. The crucifixion of Jesus comes as no surprise in the narrative we've been following since the Nativity. Jesus has known where his life was heading, and he's freely shared his insight with us. Now's the time to face up to the forces of evil that have stalked him for so long. Does he fight or does he flee? He's run before. Why not now? He won't fight and he won't run, because his time has come. This is why he came. He's preached a new covenant based on love of God and neighbor. He's demonstrated his power over evil, over illness, even over death. Now's not the time for signs and wonders. Now's the time for sacrifice, the time to take our betrayals to the cross, to banish sin and give you and me eternal life. You see, Jesus won't simply lay down his life. It'll be torn from him in the most fiendish form his enemies can devise. But more painful than the nails, the lash, and the thorns will be the path of betrayal he must travel to the cross. You see, in Gethsemane, Jesus asks his apostles to stay and watch while he prays. They respond by snoring through the agony of anticipation. You see, theirs is a betrayal of indifference, followed by a betrayal of cowardice in their flight when Jesus is arrested. Judas, whose name has become synonymous with betrayal, adds a flourish to his treachery by betraying Jesus with a kiss. Then, in total contempt for Christ's message of divine mercy, he throws away God's gift of life on a homemade gallows. Peter, our everyman, is a serial betrayer that night. Three times he denies Christ. But unlike Judas, Peter reaches out for forgiveness, and God hears him. Then there's the fickle mob of casual betrayers. You see, they had greeted Jesus with Hosanna. Now their cry is, "Crucify him." They're shallow, they're erratic, they're bored and easily distracted. They root for the winning team, but only when the winning team is winning. Think about it. Most of the world's sins are banal acts or lazy omissions. They're the work of casual betrayers like you and me. You know how it goes. We tell ourselves that we're good guys. We don't set out to do evil. But sometimes the right thing is, well, it's just so inconvenient. And some sins look just too good to pass up. Besides, what difference does it make? That Sunday school stuff, that's okay for kids. But real life, well, it's full of gray areas. Padding your expense accounts is no big deal. Who could blame us for that office flirtation? Nobody knows. Nobody's hurt. Sure, everybody cheats on their taxes. Just don't get caught. Did you hear what my wife said to me? No wonder I lost it. So I pop a few pills. You would too if you had my problems. All this stuff about the poor, well, it's really overdone. I can't save the whole world, you know. Those blacks or gays or immigrants, you fill in the blank. They make me uncomfortable. They're just not our kind. And on, our betrayals just keep piling up. But my friends, Jesus takes them all, the big ones and the little ones, your sins and mine, every one of them gets nailed right to the cross with him. They're raised up to die and get thrown in the tomb. So it turns out that all along we've had a starring role in the Passion of Jesus. You might say that it's always been about us. Our sins brought Christ to the cross. Our sins, they died there. But that's not the end of the story. You see, by God's saving grace, this play has the happiest ending ever. In Christ, our sins are dead and gone, while the risen Christ takes a miraculous Easter curtain call. From the cross and from the tomb, you and I, we raise triumphant with him to the ovation of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Your life, passion, death, and resurrection have set us free. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.